from KQED.
And joining us first is KQED reporter Raquel Maria Dillon. She's up near Guerneville reporting on the LNU complex fire. And Raquel, welcome. Glad to have you aboard. And sorry that you have to see all of this and are close up to it. I know it's been hard.
Hi, Michael. Right here where I am right now, it's not so bad. It's almost idyllic. You wouldn't know there was a fire except for the ash sprinkling down and the smell in the air. But I do know that further up the road from where I am, they lost some houses yesterday. So I'm heading that way to go see.
Well, there were about 500 shelters, I believe, or structures, excuse me, at last count destroyed, and five lives have been lost in this fire. At this point, in fact, there are really tens of thousands of homes that are still being threatened, aren't there?
Yes. And this particular fire, the Wallbridge Fire, which is bearing down on Guerneville, Rio Nido, and Dry Creek Valley to the east, that's the center of concerns and a high priority for CAL FIRE today. And the issue is that the brush there, the forests, are very dense. It's oak woodlands that goes up in flame real quick, dense pine and open fields. And this kind of thing can really go up fast. And you know what? There isn't even any wind right now. Can you imagine what it's going to be like towards September, October? Ugh.
Well, the fires are also running up there in different directions. I mean, it makes it very hard for the firefighters. Nothing short of heroic again for these firefighters, but my heart goes out to them, particularly because it's just so difficult.
Yeah, I spoke to a fire official spokesperson for CAL FIRE this morning, and he told me that he ran into a crew that was staying at a hotel near Calistoga, and they had been on the fire for something like 72 hours. They had been there since the beginning of the Hennessy fire, which is the one in between Napa and Solano, the one that's also worked its way into Vacaville and Fairfield. They had been there since the beginning of this fire. That's just got to be exhausting. And they were only allowed to take their 24 hours off when they were relieved by other crews coming in from elsewhere in the state and from other states at this point.
That's extraordinary what these firefighters, just the heroism and the endurance. And you mentioned Hennessy, it's about 7% contained, but this is a complex of fires. We really don't have much containment other than Hennessy, do we?
Correct. The Wallbridge Fire, where I am, is 0% contained, and there's other fires all over the place. This complex spans five counties, and I personally have been on three different sides of it, in Vacaville, up in Pope Valley yesterday, and now here in Sonoma County, and each one is terrifying in its own way, just the way that it's torn through the landscape and taken out homes here and there.
And could you say something about the air quality now?
It's not so bad, but you know, this is always very cyclical with the fire behavior and the wind. As you drive around the Bay Area, you see the smoke settled very low in the valleys and the brown cloud. But it's very patchy. It really depends on where you are, and where I am right now, not so bad.
Could I ask you, I'm glad the air quality is not so bad, but about just the sense of, we do journalistic work, reportorial work, a lot of people don't realize we have to see things that are often very depressing, loss of life, loss of precious ecosystems, kind of hit you last night, didn't it? Can you talk about that?
Yeah, well, I've covered a lot of fires, and it's uncomfortable and hot, and my car gets smelly, but it's nothing compared to what the firefighters are going through. And it's nothing compared to what people who lose their homes or their family members go through. I think the other part of this, those are all tragedies. And then there's this communal tragedy, which is the loss of some of these beautiful places, the golden hillsides and the dense forests. Thinking about Armstrong Redwoods down the road from where I am, Big Basin Park. That's just, everybody knows those places, and it sort of hits you in a different way, even though I'm still reminding myself that people have died and, you know, dream homes have been lost, homes of a lifetime have been lost, and it's just a very destructive force, and it's also very strange. Like, in my mind, I'm thinking, what's gone wrong that we get this weird freakish lightning storm at this and even before the wind patterns pick up for this area. That's the scary part.
We're talking with Raquel Maria Dillon, and you've expressed that very well. Where are you going next?
Sorry, you dropped out, but did you say where I'm heading next?
Yes.
I'm heading down the road here. There's a bridge, and I understand that firefighters are going to make a stand there and try to hold the fire to the west. You know, these cities have been battered over the years, and the big difference is that I think there is half to a third of the number of firefighters on the fire this time. 3 days into the into Kincade last year, they had something like 3,000 firefighters, and now it's more like 1,000. Hopefully that will build over the day.
Raquel, thank you so much for your report. Appreciate very much you being with us.
You're welcome. Thanks.
That's Raquel Maria Dillon. She's up near Guerneville reporting on the LNU complex fire. And